You know, it's amazing some of the old friends you do meet here at the fair. As a matter of fact, some of the old listeners that we had, well, back in the WHYN days. Is it all right to say WHYN, Greg?
Now it is.
Yeah. you know, I'm talking about, you know, those are the years when we were a disc jockey down at that neck of the woods. Oh, you know, you mentioned something about the muscular dystrophy. And again, I just want to say that tomorrow, you know, we're going to be here manning the telephones. And, of course, Channel 40 will be down filming. And they'll be doing some live stuff from there. And we'll be, of course, going along with all the other MC country trying to ask for your donations and your pledges. So we sincerely hope that you'll be watching the tube tomorrow. If not, come on down to the fair and pledge to the muscular dystrophy. It all starts tomorrow on Channel 40.
And you know something else, Bud, that you might not be aware of is the fact that during the telethon in the next couple of days, people can go in there, and I think it's for 50 cents or a buck, have their picture taken with Miss Piggy or Kermit the Frog. And not only that, but a Ms. Pac-Man game has been set up as donated by the Trico Vending Company here in Northampton, and people can play Ms. Pac-Man to their little heart's desire just for putting a donation into the fishbowl. And again, that's over at the exhibition hall area at the Pledge Center that is so graciously sponsored by the Hampshire Mall, Route 9 in Hadley. And, you know, I should remind listeners also that we're going to be doing a live broadcast pretty much like this on Friday afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock, going to 6 o'clock at the Cafe Square section.
You're
of the
kidding.
Hampshire Mall.
This is a regular traveling circus.
It's a lot
that
of
you've
fun.
Got together here, Greg. Do you know that?
And I'll tell you something, Bud. It's always a pleasure to meet all of the friends of yours who come around and say hello and reminisce, I guess, about these legendary times at the St. Michael's School on Pleasant Street in Northampton. I wish I could have been part of it myself. I got a record here that goes back to 1968. The Association is up.
Reminiscing, of course, with the association group in Windy. It's always nice to listen to some of the old songs. Incidentally, speaking about the old songs, Greg and I are going to be with our traveling music show again next week, next Friday, as a matter of fact, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Cafe Square at the Hampshire Mall. Now, we're going to start broadcasting at 3 o'clock, as I said, till 6, and we'll have all the oldies. We'll have, requests and some dedications, too, from some of the people. Remember how we used to do that on the air a long time ago? So if you have nothing to do, or if you want to have something to do and have some fun, why, we invite you all, one and all, to come down and join us on that particular day. That's next Friday at the Hampshire Mall, okay? Hey, speaking about oldies, this was one of my favorites, and I'm sure it was one of yours, Greg, and just about everybody who really, really loves the old sounds of Carole King, and It Might As Well Rain Until September.
What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to me. For all the fun I'll have while you're so far away, it might as well rain until September. I don't need sunny skies for things I have to do, 'cause I stay home the whole day long and think of you. As far as I'm concerned, each day's a rainy day, so it might as well rain until September. My friends look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime.
It might as well rain until September. Hi, I'm Greg Adams along with Bud Stone. Here we're at the Three County Fair having a heck of a good time today, taking a lot of requests, saying hello to lots of old friends. At least Bud is saying hello to lots of old acquaintances. And we're having a real good time down here. Don't forget that Bud Stone's going to be making another personal appearance here at the Three County Fair on Monday. Now, and of course, that's Labor Day. It's all tied in with the Hampshire's generous sponsoring of the Muscular Dystrophy Association Pledge Center, tied in with Jerry's telethon on Channel 40 down in Springfield. So we're looking forward to a real good time. We're going to be doing some live broadcasting that day, too, right here over Pioneer Valley 1400 WHMP.
Right down,
You know, whenever you're doing a live origination broadcast from a remote location, it's always so much fun to take requests, but I am disappointed every once in a while when somebody comes along and has a special song and we don't have it, and I apologize for that, but thank you so much for coming up and asking. This is Greg Adams. We're broadcasting live, if you don't know, from the Three County Fairgrounds. Don't forget, Muscular Dystrophy Association, and the Pledge Center is located here at the new arena building and exhibition hall here at the Three County Fair. We're going to be back for another half hour of music. That's going to be brought to you again by Labby Auto Body, so stay with us.
Pioneer Valley 1400, WHMP, Northampton, it's 9 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Don Fisher. President Reagan discussed the unemployment situation in his weekly radio address today, saying it is too high, but blaming the past taxing and spending policies of the government rather than just the current recession. In the official Democratic response to the president's weekly program, Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware talked about crime and accused the president of failing to provide enough money to fight crime and drugs.
The federal government can, indirectly but significantly, impact on street crime in two important ways. The first is by assisting and cooperating with state and local police agencies through training their people and giving them more money in their effort to fight crime. And the second is by attacking the major cause of street crime, and that is drug trafficking.
Biden also called for the creation of a cabinet-level post to deal with the crime problem. I'll have more after this.
What's even crispier than a Frito-Lay chip? How about a crisp new dollar bill? How about 10,000 crisp new dollar bills? That's what you could win in Frito-Lay's new instant cash giveaway. A dollar, $1,000, or even $10,000 when you buy a Frito-Lay single-serve snack. Just pop into your neighborhood store, walk up to the Frito-Lay snack rack, and pick up a single-serve package of Fritos corn chips, cracker snacks, salted peanuts, Doritos and tortilla chips, Cheetos cheese-flavored snacks, Lay's and Ruffles potato chips, or Grandma's Big Cookies. Then look for the cash giveaway symbol printed on each specially marked single-serve package. Your Frito-Lay snack could be even crispier than you bargained for. No purchase necessary. We'll send you a free game piece if you mail your hand-printed request to Game Request, P.O. Box 4122, Blair, Nebraska, 68009. Void in Minnesota and where prohibited. Look for details of Frito-Lay's instant cash giveaway at your local store.
Egypt has now given its endorsement to what it called the positive aspects of President Reagan's Mideast peace plan. An end to new Israeli settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and also an end to Israel's claim of sovereignty over those areas. But on the negative side, the Egyptians feel the president was wrong in not calling for the Israeli withdrawal from all occupied territories and the creation of a Palestinian state, something that Egypt has supported. Israeli radio reports that an Arab youth was killed today when Israeli soldiers opened fire to break up a group of stone-throwing demonstrators in the West Bank town of Nablus. Italy has now joined Britain and France in defying President Reagan's ban on the sale of gas pipeline equipment to the Soviet Union. A report from ABC's Roger in Rome.
Loading two U.S.-designed Italian-built turbines aboard a Soviet freighter began early this morning in the port of Leghorn here in Italy. The turbines for the Soviet pipeline were made by a state-owned firm here using American parts and technology. The $520 million contract calls for 57 turbines and 19 compressor stations. Its cancellation, the Italians contend, would threaten the jobs of some 6,000 workers. Italian Prime Minister Giovanni Spadolini on Monday confirmed Italy will honor the deal, despite President Reagan's ban. The Soviet ship could sail for home sometime this evening. Robert O. Miller, ABC News, Rome.
Inmates at Attica Prison in New York were locked in their cells today following a fight in which three inmates were stabbed. Authorities say the lockdown will probably last through the weekend. Next week is the 11th anniversary of the bloody prison riot at Attica that claimed 43 lives. An aide to Barry Goldwater Jr. has strongly denied allegations in Newsweek magazine that the California congressman had used marijuana in his office. Newsweek said federal investigators had come up with what was called considerable evidence of marijuana use by at least six congressmen, one senator, and a number of Capitol Hill staffers. Wayne Smith, who spent 16 years as head of the U.S. interest section in Havana, says the Reagan administration is mainly responsible for the continuing bad relations with Cuba because the U.S. has rejected all Cuban offers of accommodation. Writing in Foreign Policy magazine, Smith says he resigned last month in a dispute over that State Department policy. Iraq says its four planes destroyed four ships today, including oil tankers, in the Persian Gulf near Iran's biggest oil refinery on Karg Island. This is ABC News.
There's a heritage at Anheuser-Busch that says never be satisfied until you've achieved the best. Budweiser Light, with its clean, distinctive taste, lives up to that heritage.
Bring out your best.
Budweiser Light.
Bring out your best.
Budweiser Light.
Bring out
the best never comes easy. That's why there's nothing else like it.
Budweiser Light.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Don Fisher.
Taking a look at our Travelers Weather Service forecast, clear and cool tonight, low in the 40s, and for tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, high 75 to 80, continued low humidity for tomorrow night, clear, low in the 50s, and Monday partly to mostly sunny, high 80 to 85, and little more humid. Currently, relative humidity at 65 barometer at 30.01, calm winds, clear skies, and 60 degrees. More of the Greg Adams Oldie Show from the Three County Fair. Coming up right after this.
Whoever said you couldn't be in two places at the same time never went to Joey D's on the corner of University Drive and Route 9 in Amherst. Joey D's is two places in one. The best of both worlds unfolding before your eyes into an evening designed to bring you double pleasure. And one cover covers it all. Upstairs at Joey D's, you can lose yourself in the largest dance floor in Amherst, hear quality recorded music, a superb sound system, and very professional DJs. Downstairs, a modestly dazzling little lounge with live bands is yours forever. Tonight, hear the band Children. And tonight, get 2-for-1 from 9 to 11 p.m. Joey D's on the corner of University Drive and Route 9 in Amherst, a leader in entertainment, upstairs and down. Joey D's on the corner of University Drive and Route 9 in Amherst. Appropriate dress is required.
Ready or not, here's more of the Greg Adams Oldie Show from the Three County Fair.
Very well put, Dennis. Thanks a lot. We're time here. We're talking to a lot of nice people and having a really good time. We're talking about a lot of the things that are still to come. Don't forget, there's a full card of racing for the next 8 days until next Saturday, the 11th of September here, or actually the 12th of September, excuse me, and a lot of other good things happening at the Three County Fair. And we invite anybody to stop in for any of those final days of the fair. At this point, it's still some of the earlier days of the fair. But again, if you're around and you'd like to stop in and maybe tomorrow's fair, we invite you to do so. There's a lot of things going on at tomorrow's fair. I don't happen to have the calendar really handy, but I can safely say there's enough to do tomorrow at the Three County Fairgrounds. The Paramutual windows open at noon. The Daily Double windows open at 12:30. And again, we've got a 10-race card tomorrow with two perfectas. So why don't you come on over to the Three County Fair, and I want to remind people that this particular half hour of our program is brought to you and presented by Labby Auto Body in Hatfield.
Summer through, I thought pass on my dream in you. For me, you were the one, but that's yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We walk together hand in hand, cross miles and miles of golden sand. But now it's over and done, 'cause that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We had such happiness together, I can't believe it's gone forever. Wait till summer comes again. Just begun. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone.
What time it was?